Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Yesterday. Well, I worked all day yesterday, but I think I was observant. I post some observant things on Facebook, and I worked all day yesterday. But I had a good time on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with my grandchildren all over Nashville. Boy, you go into a Cracker Barrel up there, and even on a weekend particularly, and it's a United Nations freak show. I mean, it is just like they parked the Ark out in the yard. And just had every kind of everything come in there, people, looks, society, structure, everything.
So you're saying Cracker Barrel doesn't attract just hillbillies?
No, it attracts. Apparently, the Ark parks out front frequently.
I love the Cracker Barrel.
It's American. It was good.
They've gotten slower for some reason, but yeah, they have good pancakes. If you ever. Their bacon was a little burned on this. I could do a restaurant review with them. But
how about the hash browns?
Anyway,
that's my go-to.
It was fun. I mean, there's a big piece. CNBC, I posted it yesterday, has done a piece on Nashville with a little bit of Austin comparisons, similar political situation in Nashville. Almost, it's like Nashville tried to copy Austin.
Oh, I know. And guess what? You caught it. You don't want it.
Yeah, well, we got it, and they got it.
Toyota.
And the people... You know, it's the same. It's almost exactly the same political structure, and extreme too. And very much like yours. And then, not to mention all the corporate. Although I don't think one corporate entity necessarily took over downtown Austin. It took a couple. For Nashville's being taken over by Oracle in a big way with a huge campus, and they're affecting. They want their people to live within 15 minutes of the office. And so in order to do that, they're living, you know, they're building buildings.
Is it affordable to do that? Can it be done?
Yeah, if they build for them, which they seem to be doing, and they're going to build some things right there. They're building next to the football stadium, if anybody knows where that is, north
other side of the Cumberland.
Football stadium. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the other side of the Cumberland. And then Amazon's got a big structure, and then you've got all these hospital people. But it's just a change. It is, it may call itself Music City, but it's Corporate City USA, and just got a lot of issues. But CNBC did a nice feature on that.
I'll tell you, Nashville, and I think we've touched on this before. You got to go into that part of town to really see it. But I will tell you, Nashville. Has a settlement of border crossers that don't speak English that's larger than you'll find anywhere in Austin.
Yeah, these are the ones that live off of, Murfreesboro and Nolensville Road.
Mm-hmm.
They've gentrified the traditional parts of minorities' homes. They went through all them, like Sherman went through Georgia. And how they got through with that in a liberal town, I don't know. But they got rid of any kind of tenements or anything like that and built all these, new zero lot line, homes and did a lot of that. And then that's gone on all over town. it's a fascinating business study that people will do that learn about cities and how this one changed from sort of a sleepy borderline southern town to just a big corporate mecca. It's just really, without building the infrastructure to go with it, and with all the growing pains that it goes, like you've seen with roads, Nashville's a little bit better off. Not really. It's very even similar to Austin, even in the roads. You've got one big interstate that goes through there, 35. Nashville's got four or five big interstates that come and stop there.
I mean, we have the toll road that makes the big swing.
That's true.
But yeah. This is a town that's laid out to the north and south. You know how many north-south major highways we have? One. I-35. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's this one has 65.
Part of the problem, yeah.
But 65 and 40, so it's a X. But then you have 24 that comes through the middle of all that. So anyway, it's similar. It's similar in sociology and every, and being a college town like Vanderbilt, Belmont, and all the other colleges that are in the area. Very, very similar in structure through there. Congress is off this week as far as the House is concerned. I don't think the Senate is back. They may be, but the House is not back. And even though they're not back, there's still a lot going on up there with all that big, beautiful bill and what's going to happen or not happen with it. This week, I don't know what the president's going to do. It's going to be very interesting because he's got big problems and deadlines coming up on a bunch of stuff. The EU, he's changed his mind about the tariff on the EU, so they're getting ready to talk, and they're not going to get hit with the tariffs that he had threatened them with. You've got Russia bombing the hell out of Kyiv and all of Ukraine. It is crazy how they've doubled down since they talked to Trump. And you've got Gaza, which is getting ready to just the fact that there's so much famine there and all the things that are going on there, that's getting close. We're way past the deadline with Iran on whether or not they're going to be allowed to go nuke. That's got to be coming to the end of the railroad here within days, because they can't go much farther and without letting them do it. And the fact that that Iran says, we're doing this for power construction in the country. Well, they've already had the stuff to be able to do that a long time ago. This is totally about building weapons. And we know it, and they know it, but they're still not taking that position. Things over the weekend, I thought this was one of the coolest things I had seen, because I'm a military family, you know, with my brothers and dad, and seeing those helicopters right above the Indianapolis 500, not doing a flyby, doing a fly with the cars. Did you ever see that picture?
Mm-mm.
These Special Forces Blackhawks are not more than 100 yards off the ground, right above the race cars going around the track.
Is that right? No, I didn't
I've never seen anything like that before. And I'm surprised they let them do it, if you know the truth, actually. But they did. And it was very interesting, to say the least. On the entertainment side of the fence, well, a couple of deaths that are of note. Roger Nichols died. You may not know that name, but you know his work. He was the co-writer of things like We've Only Just Begun, Rainy Days and Mondays, I Won't Last a Day Without You, Three Dog Nights Out in the Country. He wrote with Paul Williams, and they were a great writing pair. Williams and Nichols. Let Me Be the One, a lot of great songs. Probably none. We've Only Just Begun is certainly an absolute
wide
great
lace
song.
And promises, a kiss for luck, and we're on our way.
Yes,
yeah.
It's a good Droopy Drawer song. I like that Droopy Drawer song, though. Phil Robertson died. He was the daddy of the Duck Dynasty people. He was 79 years old. He had been dealing with Alzheimer's and a blood disease for a long time. At one point, Duck Dynasty had 12 million viewers on A&E, the most watched nonfiction series in cable television history. Billy Joel had a shocker for us last week late. We knew that he had fallen down on stage at the Mohegan Sun and canceled some shows, but he didn't cancel the summer stadium shows. And then on Friday morning, he did, or they did, and he's canceled until further notice. he's got a condition. We used to call it water on the brain, but it's not really. It's fluid buildup on the brain, hydrocephalus. I hope I did that right. And he's being treated for it. The problem is it makes you similar to like an Alan Jackson deal, but it's worse. You've got cognitive impairment, short-term memory. You've got gait instabilities. That's why he fell, they think, now. And urinary dysfunction, which would be very inconvenient. Oh. He said people are forgetful. They don't remember things. And see, they think that's dementia or something. And then they have mood changes. Oh, it's dementia. This thing is totally miscombobulated a lot. And then they finally get to it, and they say, oh. And they discover this, you know, water fluid on the brain, particularly with people over the age of 65, and they drain it, and then they put you through physical therapy where you have to kind of relearn to do a lot of stuff. But they say that it can be fixed, you know, where you can recover and have a normal life. So I hope that's the case. Billy Joel is certainly one of the greatest concerts I ever went to, and hopefully he can come back good. Mission Impossible. Holy moly. I saw that movie on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, and it was half full. It was good. It was a good crowd. I left there, and I was exhausted. It is 3 hours of cliffhanger, 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 and you got anxiety. You got it all. That movie is $400 million production budget, and it's all up there on the screen, and you do know that Cruise is doing, I would think, most of those stunts, may not everything, but it's pretty amazing. I mean, if you haven't seen any of the other ones, I don't think it matters. I don't remember the other ones particularly. And they didn't use a lot of that pull in the face off thing. In fact, I don't think they did it at all for this one. So, neither one of you want to see it? Eric, you can go see it this weekend.
I love Mission Impossible. No, I was booked up this weekend, but I want to go see it. That's one of them I'd love to see.
Yeah. I definitely, you know, if you like action movies and if you say, well, I got ripped off, they didn't put anything, no, then you're crazy, because they threw everything in the kitchen sink at this movie, and it's quite amazing what they do, but it's good. Next thing for Tom will probably be, well, I think he's got some movie that's not an action movie, but next big action movie will probably be Days of Thunder or Top Gun, because they're working on both of those right now. It's in the development stage. American Music Awards last night. What can I say about that?
J-Lo liked to kiss people.
It was J-Lo's kissing everybody. I don't know. I mean, Beyonce won Country Artist of the Year and Album of the Year. Mm-hmm. And Billie Eilish won everything else. None of the winners were there. Billie Eilish accepted on video, as did a few others. It's, you know, Rod Stewart looked great, was great. Gloria Estefan still got it. She's good at 67. Gwen Stefani did her Hollenbach Girl. That was all right. I'm trying to think. Janet Jackson, 100% lip syncer, no doubt. But still.
half the time she was singing, I'm like, she's not even faking.
She was singing. She was talking with herself while she was singing.
I was like, she's not even faking it.
Yeah. I mean, she would stop singing, and then she'd keep singing and talk. Come on, now y'all can sing with me.
Yeah.
Because you're not singing with me, so let me try to sing with me.
I was like,
But, you know, it was.
She said, I'm singing with me.
Yeah, I know. It's just a little bit wacky, that American Music Awards. But I don't know. The award shows themselves, if the record companies can't make their artists show up, which they obviously cannot get them to do, then you can tell they've moved on to other forms of promotion, because that used to be, you know, a big form of promotion. But if you look at the commercials, did you by any chance watch the commercials, Eric?
I did.
They're all pharmaceutical.
That's it, yeah.
And it's all for people over the age of 60, 65, and all this bumping and grinding and thrusting and stuff, that really wasn't, it was a mismatch of content versus commercial.
Yeah, read the room a little bit. There's a lot of ED.
So read the room. Everybody needs to read the room. If you're going to only have people watching that are over 50, then throw out this junk that's there for the under 30s. Give them something else to do. Put in more Rod Stewart's or stuff like
Chuck
that.
Chuck Woolery for Icy Hot.
Yeah, boy. It was, I mean, they make these drugs sound so great.
Maybe bunch of incontinence commercials.
Blue Emu.
Yeah,
I'm more worried about things that are kind of, you know, they say this is for this particular problem, but it can cause
that particular
this and this and this and this and this and this and this.
I like when they say explosive diarrhea.
Yeah, I just like to try one of those just for fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Here at 8 o'clock now for page 2. Here's Jimmy Carter.
Things, the Spelling Bee celebrates its 100th birthday today. They will compete in the 2025 Scripps National Spelling Bee Contest. It's called Spell Check, everybody.
You ever seen that movie real quick called, I think it's called Bad Words? Oh my gosh, is that a good movie?
I hadn't seen that one. Yeah. I hadn't heard of that one. Bad Words.
Yeah, trying to think of the name of the guy that Michelle Monaghan's brother, whatever his name is. Anyway, along with that guy that passed away not long ago that is and I can't give the movie away, but it stars a little Indian kid because it's always
little Indian kids
you know, win the spelling bee. But he finds a loophole at the age of 40-something to be back in the spelling bee. And there's a reason. Yeah, it's really good movie, man. I really appreciate
people that know how to do that. I'm so glad that they invented spell check. That is a wonderful, wonderful invention, among many other technical inventions that we have. Southwest Airlines will begin charging for check bags tomorrow.
Biggest PR disaster, I think, in the history of airlines. Crashes aren't this bad, God forbid. We have the president of Southwest Airlines with the announcement.
We understand you're upset that Southwest started charging for baggage. Guess what? We don't care. Who else are you going to use? Frontier? That's like taking a bus that flies. Spirit? The airline where the cockroaches complain about the passengers? Sorry, but if you want a cheap flight that doesn't expose you to hepatitis, we're all you got. So stop whining and pay the baggage fee. Also, get ready to sit on the tarmac for an hour because your flight's delayed. Southwest Airlines, got a problem with that? Kiss our butt.
Wow.
That's what the hedge fund is acting like, man. And the only thing that's errant, in my opinion, in that little comedy thing, is they said, what was the part about if you want a cheap fare? They're now they're open. They're open about this. We're competing with Delta. We're competing with United. We're competing with American. They're charging what they're charging. It's not cheap anymore.
Cheap about flying today.
They're open about it.
I mean, maybe you can get lucky on something, but generally, particularly last minute, boy, have mercy. And
our daughter went somewhere the other day. Went to the airport. She booked in advance, I think, to go to Fort Lauderdale or wherever they flew to in Florida. She paid $90-something dollars. She happened to look the day before, and if you had booked it the day before on Southwest, right?
$600-something
dollars one way.
And who did she fly on?
She's got the some points thing with Southwest, and she won't fly anything else.
Okay.
I know.
Well, okay. Well, I'm just driving. It's still that way. And SpaceX to attempt a ninth launch of its massive Starship tonight. The window opens at 6:30 Central Time. The previous two launches have ended in failure. So might want to watch out. Look out for the Hawaii Kilauea volcano. It's beautiful, erupting 1,000 feet in the sky. And then watch out for this. Aerosols from penguin excrement may help trigger cloud formation, reducing solar heating and helping stabilize local areas of the Antarctic climate.
I use penguin gas at home myself.
Wow.
Okay. It helps cloud the area.
Okay.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
I'm going to believe you.
Hey, Jason Bateman, by the way.
That's it, Jason Bateman.
Great actor.
He's really a terrific actor.
Yeah.
I mean, listen how excited I got. No, the guy's terrific. Jason Bateman.
You didn't see Ozark, did you?
It's Michelle Monaghan's brother, I'm pretty sure.
Akilah, I was trying to look at...
Their last names aren't the same. That throws me every time.
You still haven't seen Ozark, have you?
Oh, yeah, that's
great. Okay, with Jason Bateman?
The series, yeah, I saw some of it, yeah. Then I lost the... It was on Hulu or something, and I didn't have Hulu anymore. I don't know what happened.
Bateman's a great actor and director. Mm-hmm. He directed and acted in that movie, Bad Words, that you were talking about.
Bad Words, that's it, yeah. And who's the old guy in that movie?
He was
in 1,000 things, and I believe... Now, I killed him off early, but I'm pretty sure this guy died not 6 months ago. Old guy. He was the guy from Scripps Howard putting on the spelling bee.
Okay, yeah.
You see his face. You know his face. You probably don't know his name.
I don't know. Catherine Hahn, Rohan Chan, Philip Baker Hall, Allison Jane. Yeah. I don't know who all these people are.
That's not it. The old guy.
Yeah, I didn't say the old guy.
Don't say the old guy.
Steve Whitting as proctor at Spelling Bee, an event official. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that's it. I don't know, but I've been told. Precision Camera, Crestview RV, and Swartner Farm and Ranch bring you Jimmy Carter. More to come on this Monday morning on a Tuesday. Hey, the best kinds. 806.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.